Charles?
Yes, sir.
We've gone to NBC in New York. They've read us back all the fellow's transcripts, and he hadn't said anything like that at all.
Well, that's how this thing gets started.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Not anything in any of the NBC comments. Last night they said that if this thing didn't settle and if there's no agreement, that there'd probably be no recourse because the president had no more power. All he could do is turn it over to Congress.
That was supposed to have been Blair's 12 noon today.
No.
They didn't say
they've got it. We got the NBC man here and went to New York and got his comments and had them relayed down here. Not anything like it. And they did quote just exactly what Reedy said.
Just exactly.
Yes, sir.
Well,
sir. And that's all by transcript. And when you come over here, you ought to get a copy of it and put it in your pocket.
I will do that.
Because,
And then I will mail it to these people that's raiding hell about it.
Yeah, I just tell them that they got to know what they're doing. That's trouble.
That's what's caused a lot of this, you know.
We just got to get together, because I'll tell you, I talked to the greatest liberal in town just now.
Uh-huh.
And said, now, I've got to have some more figures on how much money they've made.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, now, don't do too much. Said, it's the brotherhoods that are wrong here. Said, they've turned down every damn board, everything anybody's recommended.
Yeah, I know.
And... But you haven't got many even the progressive liberal labor friends. They think it, and we've got to keep this thing earnestly. And that's why I talked about patriotism and patriots so much, and what a good job y'all had done accepting it. But these damn news commentators are lie like dogs.
We
had let them know we're watching them, and we keep a stenotype present on everything we say.
Just like I told the secretary last night. You're talking about, you said, we turn down everything that's been offered us. It's like that thing last night that you offered us, you know, with the putting that IC back.
Yeah.
Now, it could have been written the same way and left that out, and we would have come out with the same results, you know, when it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Because the railroads would have turned it down.
So. Yeah.
And it's been, we'd gone through just what we did last night, see?
That's right.
But it's been one thing that we could accept it. And everything we've been called on to accept has had a touch in there that the railroads could take it and we couldn't, see.
Yeah.
Now, we'd come out with exactly the same results, except the argument would have been with them in place of us, see.
That's right. Well, we've got to get some money in this thing some way, and something that y'all can say that you've made some progress and that they can... they're doing a hell of a lot better under the Democrats. 1961... Their net income was $382, and 1963 it's $651.
Yeah, they're doing a lot better, I'll guarantee you that.
But of course they ain't making a damn thing on their equity.
Oh, yeah, it's
it's a hell of a poor industry.
SJ-136, you know?
Yeah.
Now, if I tell you something else that you can find a lot in, and we've had it in this Pennsylvania, New York, since the merger, they're investing money like hell in these other railroads, see? Pennsylvania owns Interstate 30 or 40 more railroads. You know, putting new money in them all the time. Now, they wouldn't be doing that if they wasn't making money. Now, what's happened is that old watered stock that they're claiming the dividend on, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it all is. Because they're investing money just like mud in all the other railroads. Just new money. And you know and I know that they could get better returns on that than something else if it wasn't prosperous.
No question about it, but I guess they look forward to the day that they are, just like you do, that the railroads will give you a fair shake and you'll get a better deal somewhere or other, even when you have them. I imagine old boy started out with you. It's in that Indiana uncle I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I imagine he believes that next year will be a better one.
Well, I guess so, but... We always do that, the old sharecropper.
Anyway, they got 2.2 on their capital shareholders' equity percent return. They got 3.7, nearly double in 63. And I'm gonna lay that down, Tom.
That's right.
God bless you, and I just
thanks.
Want you to know, in any
you.
Other reports you get me,
thank
I'll
you.
Check them right quick. Where are you staying, incidentally?
At the Dodge House.
We Dodge. Okay, all right. Okay, all
thank
right.
Thank you.
I'm there.